Figure 7.21 shows that if I take the difference of coronary artery flow during an isovolumic contraction and subtract from it the coronary artery flow during an ejecting beat, if I look at that difference, well, the spike occurs at about the same time as left ventricular pressure error. And so it's a possible source of LVP prediction error, could come from the coronary artery flow.